two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Are we ready to go, you guys?
We are.
Okay.
We are ready to go.
We are ready to go. See,
no, I've been watching that show, Queen's Gambit.
Oh,
and he looks like both George and him look like people that should be in that show.
George looks like the creepy guy that tries to have sex with her at the beginning, right?
Right. And also, what's his name?
Andreas.
Andreas looks like a guy that, like, you know, he's at the booth signing people in, and he's questioning her, like, you know what I mean? Like, are girls even allowed to play chess?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he gets his ass kicked. He has that kind of, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Vibe. Who do you guys think you are in the show? Do you think you're somebody else, George? That's who you are.
I'm the suave guy. Is there a suave debonair guy?
No, there's not a suave debonair.
You're not suave.
You're not suave at all, George.
You're greasy, dude.
You're clumsy. You're super clumsy.
You're a used car salesman.
You are a used car salesman.
That's what you are, George. A used car salesman.
But why? What dealership, by the way?
Oh, not even used shit cars.
Yeah, like old. Like they're
like
not
80 years from now.
Junkyard.
In the future.
Junkyard.
Priuses from now, he'll be selling.
You're a junkyard car dealer, George. And Andres is
I'm the guy who plays fast chess really well.
Fast chess really well.
No, you're not.
I play fast chess.
You're the guy in 20 moves, she beat you.
Yeah.
And then the next episode, you're the guy that says, yeah, I just decided to become an engineer. Right? Like you quit because of the heat.
Yeah, 100%.
What a great show, though.
It's phenomenal. Are you finished?
I'm on episode 8.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what happens.
Didn't you finish Rude?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, she did.
So good.
It really is a well-done show.
So wait, are you watching it by yourself or you guys are watching it together?
I'm watching it with Kalila.
Oh, okay.
She's already seen it.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of rewatching it. But what a good show.
Did you watch it? Are you watching it again?
No.
No, you're over it. Once is enough. I can't watch a show more. I know people that do that all the time. They're like, I'm rewatching The Office from the start. I'm like, I can't do that.
Well, I've seen every disaster movie probably 1,000 times. Like I've seen Volcano.
Oh, yeah.
For about probably 200 times. I've seen Deep Impact 1,000 times.
What about Twister?
I don't know.
It's a good movie, though.
It's okay.
Really?
Yeah, I think the graphics aren't as good. Yeah.
Well, of the time.
It was very pretty good.
What's the worst movie that you've watched multiple times and you don't know why?
The Core.
The Core?
Yeah.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
So The Core is a...
And you...
The Core is a disaster movie,
yeah.
Right? And so, you know, so in, when you think of disaster movies, you think, what, Meteor?
Right.
Right. Let's say tsunami. Some sort of tsunami.
The world ending,
right? Or some sort of thing, right? So they ran out of ideas, Hollywood. So they went, what do we do? And so this one is the core of the earth. It just stopped spinning.
What?
Yeah.
Like the world ceases to spin.
No, just the core, you know, the molten, metallic, you know what I mean? It just stopped spinning.
And then
gravity dissipates and then the solar winds come and destroy the earth. So the only way they can, save, right, is to get to the core of the earth, right, and get it to spin again.
What?
Yeah. So they create a ship to go into the, and they have great actors, Hilary Swank.
What?
Aaron Eckhart.
When did this come out?
I don't know, 12 years ago, maybe. Who else?
Wait.
Stanley Tucci?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
How did they get it to spin? What was their...
Duh. You gotta go to the center of the earth.
And run as fast as you can around it?
Then you release Hussein Bolt. What is his name?
Saddam Hussein Bolt.
No, what's his name?
Usain Bolt.
Yeah, Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Have him run.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And they put...
Michael Phelps.
They put little nuclear charges... And detonate it.
So it would create inertia to keep...
Yeah, to create inertia. Right?
It didn't work.
It does.
This is such a bad movie.
I know, but it worked. That's what I love about it.
Fancy, you laughed because you've seen this movie?
I have, yeah.
And did you like it?
It's a bad movie, but I enjoyed it.
Like, would you watch it again? Like Bob has seen it more than once.
Yeah, I know the director too, so it's a...
He knows the director. What does he do now? He's industrial film for Southwest Airlines?
No, he's a Postmates driver.
No, he's a pretty cool guy.
What does he do now?
He does TV shows.
What kind?
Which one?
Kind?
He was doing The Borgias.
Oh, that's a really good show.
That's a good show.
We take faster than that now, guys.
Shut up, you fucking.
Shut up, George. You car sale.
If we want a Prius 1,000 years from now, then we'll come.
Yeah, we'll call you. We'll give you a ring.
You fucking piece of shit.
Let's give a shout out right now to my pup Cub. I brought Cubby to the universe because why? I brought Cubby because I got a FaceTime call from Kalila and you 3 nights ago.
Yeah.
And the argument that was going on inside of your house was what? Go ahead.
What do you mean?
You had an argument that I don't love my dog.
No. That's not what the argument was.
That's what she said.
I understand that. But see, now I have to share my worldview when it comes to white people and their dogs.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't want to share that because it's going to cause anger.
But between
controversy?
Who?
Between me and the whites.
The whites don't like you. We took a vote.
The whites, I've been down many white vaginas.
We like you.
Okay.
You can make fun of us. Go ahead.
It's not making fun of it. It's just something that
You think whites aren't good with animals?
No, that's not what I'm saying. You remember the fucking lady, Jane, whatever, lived in the jungles and lived with the monkeys?
Jane Goodall, yeah.
Yeah, Jane Goodall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I know they love them.
So what is it?
Yeah, but it's like...
We love them too much?
No, do you ever see the movie Signs?
With the water?
What? No. M. Night Shyamalan's movie,
yeah,
Signs.
Yeah, yeah. The water. Wasn't it water that killed them?
Oh, yeah. Aliens. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was like the worst
fucking... You
can't
just say water, right?
You can, because everyone remembers that was the worst plot twist. They were like, all it is water that hurts them. It's like, what? That's what fucking M. Night Shyamalan came... Swing Away, right? The baseball bat thing?
Amazing movie.
It was
one
so...
One of the best movies.
Andres, help. Fancy, help.
I really like this movie.
Yeah, I think the movie is amazing.
It was one of the worst movies he made.
Because you don't... it's not. It's
yes.
It's a sleeper.
It's the... Were you going to say it's the one? The Sixth Sense is, I think, the one.
No, I think that Signs is his best movie and then Sixth Sense is second.
You're fucking insane.
It's such a good fucking movie.
Bobby, you're doing this just to argue with me.
I swear to God, I fucking love Signs.
You think that's better than the Sixth Sense?
100%. The only thing that Sixth Sense had that was great...
Was the greatest plot twist.
Toni Collette.
You're so annoying. You never saw that coming. You never saw the plot twist coming.
Yeah, the surprise. But dude,
that's the whole thing.
But I didn't. But when my brother and I watched Signs,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding you, dude. My brother and I held each other's hand.
Yeah.
Right. At the end of the movie, and we started shaking. Right. And we look. You know how you cry in a movie, right?
Sure.
You can't really see the tears until you lock eyes and the glare of the fucking screen hits my fucking tears.
Yeah.
And I saw my brother's tears and we looked at each other and we started shaking and then we burst into laughter because it looked ridiculous that we were crying at the same time. And then my brother and I remember us walking down the street,
yeah,
for like 2 hours going, is that the best movie we've ever seen? So, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, because I'll tell you why I like the movie, and this is... Okay, it's...
Fancy, is Sixth Sense better than Signs? Or
yes.
Signs? Yes, thank you.
I didn't think so. But can I have my own opinion?
No.
Yes.
You know
I'll
it's
tell
not.
You. I'll tell you why I like it, all right?
Okay.
And this is the thing. It like the movie, right, it's like... Because my brother... This is going to sound so dumb, and I don't want to dive into this, but I'm going to,
please,
right?
Please.
Just to defend myself, right? But because my brother and I, right... I don't even want to speak for my brother. I want to speak for myself, all right? That I believe in some weird thing, which is a higher power.
I believe in higher power too.
Because of my, but it's because of my
your 12
step
steps. I know,
right?
I'm not dumb. Yes.
I know, but what I believe is that this is what I believe is that I believe that everything happens for a reason. There are no coincidences, right? And it's like there have been too many things in my own personal life, and I'll give you an examples, right? If I can give you real deep examples of why I believe, right, that I'm taken care of, you know what I mean? And I don't believe in Jesus. I just believe that when I see a coincidence, I think that it's like something that was meant to be.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
So that's what the movie's about.
Yes.
Right? So the switch for me of I didn't know that the little cups of water around the fucking living room that the little girl leaves around all mm-hmm. the time, that, you know what I mean, that was all meant to be to kill the aliens, right? And the kid had asthma,
ugh,
right?
Yeah.
So that the poison doesn't go, what? Fuck you! If you haven't seen Signs yet, you can fuck yourself!
He's right.
That's true.
It's He's right. No. You're right. If you haven't seen Signs by now,
yeah. Go fuck
fucking yourself. Jump off a roof.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. So all those little things when it happened at the end. Yes. In retrospect, it's cheesy.
Beyond.
All right. But at the time, right, my brother and I went, oh, that's why the water, right? And then
no.
Oh, he had asthma because the right. And then you know, and then the mom being clinged to the tree. Remember the car hit the mom.
It was insane.
And she was dying, right? Yeah. Right. And she goes, swing away, Meryl.
Swing, right? Away.
And that's why she said it. And he grabbed the thing. So all that stuff at the time when I was watching it, it hit me because I related to it.
It seems like they just inserted a bunch of stuff that like he. You know what it seems like? That Sixth Sense was such a banger. Was such a banger, and they were like, dude, you got your sophomore album's got to be as good as the freshman one.
Yeah.
And then he just like compiled a bunch of weird, dumb tropes, like, and the boy has asthma, and the aliens killed him. It was like he was just.
It was the third movie, by the way.
Whatever.
Yeah,
it was just bad.
Unbreakable was great.
Unbreakable was good.
Okay.
Did you like The Village?
Loved The Village.
Okay. Loved it. We're on the outside. Most people hated it. Yeah. Fancy B?
I like it a lot too. Those
okay.
Four.
Because people hate The Village. Did you see The Village?
No.
No, she doesn't watch anything.
The Village people hated, but I was like, why? I think this is great.
But one thing about Signs is now let's go back to the dog thing.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Is and when my brother and I saw it, I remember thinking to myself, yeah, that's about right.
Why?
When I saw the scene.
Why?
When they were all, so the aliens are attacking.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, now Mel Gibson, Joaquin, and the two kids are in the house. They boarded everything up. Mm-hmm. Right? And yep. Then they go, oh, fuck, we forgot the dog that was outside by the barn. And then they can hear the aliens killing the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head is like, I thought that's about right. Because in our home, right, I leave Jules out first before the fucking animals.
Well, yeah, but that's...
You're right. That's
certain
ridiculous.
Certain people are going to get left behind.
Right.
Right.
Right, so...
No, but...
So when you're watching the movie and you see the dog getting killed out by the barn,
yeah.
In my head I'm like, yeah, they would leave the dog out. You know what I mean? Whereas in Independence Day, right? When I forgot her name, Will Smith's she was a stripper in the movie. What's her name? His girlfriend in the movie.
Oh yeah, what is her name?
I like her, and I forgot her name.
Oh, I can't think of her. I can see her face. I can draw a photo.
Her name is Fox. Vivica A.
Fox. Oh my God, how annoying! So annoying.
Vivica A. Fox. Right? Remember when they called their dog because the aliens were attacking? They're in that, you know, under the tunnel or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And the car was under, and they're like, come on! I feel like black people would do that. Yeah.
It's
come on!
It's not a black...
White people would just leave.
That's so not true.
Yeah,
I would do anything for that dog. Anything. I'm in love with that dog.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Right? If, would you give up a liver to put that into that car?
100%. Well, no, you can't live without your liver. What do you mean? Would I give up like a... What did people
a
get?
Kidney.
A kidney. Yeah,
a kidney.
Of course.
You would live... all right.
And if they said you might die from giving up the kidney, I go, sure, whatever.
How about they said that...
Pandemic is... I don't fucking care anymore.
That inside your penis...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Inside your penis, there is a blood vessel, right?
Yeah.
And inside that blood vessel, there's a sac. There's a little sac in a blood vessel.
Okay.
Right? That has, because he's dying from a really specific disease.
That's a girl.
Your girl is, she's dying from a very specific disease, right? Mm-hmm. And you go, the only way we can save this dog, right, is we have to get to that little sack, right? And then, and take the juice and the material in there, and we have to create an antidote. But the only way we can do that is we have to completely chop your dick off.
Right. Do you put it back? Are you guys going to put it back on?
No, we can't put it back. It just destroys the penis.
Well, okay. Is there a way for me to get a cadaver penis? Like, can I get another guy's penis?
No, the only way we could like take the remains and take the like the you know the sensational parts of
sure.
your and tuck it in.
So give me a vagina?
Yeah, pussy.
Done.
Wouldn't do that.
I would love to have a vagina. I've had a dick for 37 years.
Would you let me fuck it?
Yes.
Be real. Okay, good.
Yes.
Let's do it. But my point is that so those are my reasons.
You think whites are yes? You think you
and
value?
Then what did you say? When me and Kalila called you, what did you say?
Something racist?
Yeah, you did.
What did I say?
You said, we eat our dogs.
You do. You guys eat dogs.
No, we don't.
Have whites ever been... Has there any historical reference of a white eating a dog? No. Is there some
Let
historical...
Let me think.
Okay.
No.
No. Are there historical references of Asians eating dogs?
Yes.
Today?
What, this moment?
I mean,
probably.
I'm saying in this...
Probably
time
in this
period.
Moment. Yes,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, end of story. I've seen the videos on YouTube. Have you watched the videos on YouTube?
I've seen.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you've seen.
Shh.
No, you've seen a dog eaten in real life.
Yeah.
Gross. Done. I'm done.
No, let's talk
and
about
you're
it.
A bad people.
Let's explore it.
And you're bad people.
Let's explore it.
And I'm
How did
the problem?
You see it?
It was in my
hut. It was in one of her huts.
Yeah.
Village.
In my house. It was in my house. It was my dog.
Wait a minute. In your village, just out in the street?
Yeah. It was a stray dog.
Oh, well, that makes it okay.
And
yeah.
Then tell me what happened.
And then my cousin said that they were going to eat a dog, and they invited me.
Oh,
what, was like a dinner party?
You get like an invitation in the mail?
An evite?
Yeah.
We'd love for you to join us for dog this evening.
Yeah.
Do you even know what kind it was?
No. I don't know.
Puppy? What did you say?
I said no.
Have you ever tasted pup?
No.
You don't want to. You think that's wrong.
I don't want to, yeah.
Yeah. But then people there, like if you voiced your opinion, if you were like, hey, I don't think that's okay to eat dog, do they get mad at you?
Yeah, because it seemed normal there. So.
Wow, see? That's crazy.
It's a cultural thing.
But here's the deal. We eat cow here all the time. And
Indians
and
hate it.
Indians, it's sacred.
Yeah.
So it's disrespectful to the animal. So we say it's crazy only because it's the viewpoint that we have.
Yeah, so but when you say, though, that like Asians do it, some Asians have.
Lots.
And not here in America, though.
Lots.
Not in America.
You don't think they bring that with them? They bring everything else.
You know what you mean? They don't bring it like it's like some sort of like
no,
dance or
the
something.
Culture,
that, like a cultural
yeah, that's
dance,
a cultural thing.
You know what I mean? Or like.
Do you think some people would come over here and do it over here in secret?
Maybe.
Yeah.
What? You're
it's
out of your
It's not
mind.
Out of the realm of reality.
Okay, maybe.
Why? Because they just because they fly to a different place, it's like, well, we're just going to stop doing what we used to do.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How many cultures did your dad and your mom do? What are your cultural things that your dad and your mom do that was from Korea that they wanted to make sure that they passed along and they had here? There were things that they did, right?
Yeah, but we do it here as well.
That's my point.
Like beat their kids, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying Americans?
Yeah. So they're like cross.
Is there nothing indicative of Korean culture that your parents brought over here that we don't do here culturally that they wanted to instill in you guys?
Yeah. Maybe the things around food.
Yeah, like what?
Like, you know, when you go into...
By the way, things around food.
Right.
Dogs, food.
Right.
So the thing we're talking about is a thing that exists.
Yeah, you would see when you came to my house, we had a normal-looking kitchen, aside from the fact that there was, like, squid and stuff being hanging. We have squid, dried squid hanging all over the place.
What?
Yeah, as if it's, like, mistletoe or something. Right? But instead of kissing underneath it, you eat it.
Wait a minute. Drying it out? Just dry squid?
Yeah, you just have squid laying around.
Why?
Why eat later. I don't
but
know
why. Doesn't it just go in a fridge or something?
I don't know. I have no idea. I never asked.
Okay, this is my point. So them, drying out a golden retriever is not that big of a deal.
Right, and then you would – and it was embarrassing. Like when I had my white friends over, right, I would never wanted them to open our refrigerator because then you have to explain things. Right? So then they would open up and you would see like a gigantic orange jug, right? And they're like, what is that?
I could see
And then
me.
You hit the jar, right, and an eyeball would floop by. It's hard to explain.
No, but it's but see, there's cultural things that exist when people come over.
Or you go to like, you know, when you guys eat fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we eat fish, like my mom and my dad, they go right to eyeballs.
Right, they eat the worst part first.
Yeah, they and they stick it in their mouth. And it's like, you know what I mean?
You don't do that.
No way.
No way.
Only torso.
This episode is sponsored by
Blue Chew. Hey, Andrew.
Yeah, baby.
This product really works.
Telling you. I know it.
It's a little blue thing. You chew on it, right? Mm-hmm. And then bing, bong, boom, bing, bong, boom. Your pee-pee gets real nice and erect. And then all of a sudden it's boom, boom time.
It's boom, boom time.
I like
multiple
the flavor
times.
Too, kinda. Yeah,
it actually
good.
Tastes good.
Yeah.
It's got a nice little coating. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. By the way, you can take it at any time. Bob and I should do a whole episode where we take it. And we see what happens before we come in here.
Yeah.
You can take a day or night full stomach whenever the opportunity arises, baby.
Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in the line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package.
That's right. They're made in the U.S. of A. And since Blue Chew prepares to ship direct, cheaper than a pharmacy. You're not going to be overpaying. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. If you're looking to get your... a little bit hard and boom, boom more. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment for free when you use a special promo code BADFRIEND. Just pay $5 shipping and handling. Again, that's Blue, BLUEChew.com, promo code
BADFRIEND.
Try it out for free. It's the better, cheaper choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the pod. Remember, when you support our sponsors, you support this podcast. You make it possible. Please use the promo code BADFRIENDS at BlueChew.com. Buffy!
Oh my God, the best thing that you've ever done for me, dude, is give me a Buffy blanket. I didn't know what it was. You gave it to me. I brought it home. It's the only blanket comforter that Kalila and I use. It's such a great fabric.
It's unbelievable, man.
It's breathable.
Look, I have it on all the beds in my home. That we even have an extra one that I won't give out to anybody because I love it to give it to friends when they come over. It's earth-friendly. It's cruelty-free. And by the way, I used to sweat every single night. I'm not kidding. I don't sweat anymore. I stand by this product so much. It's
incredible.
Look
at his eyebrows.
Look at my eyebrows. This is from using a Buffy. We both love it. I have given it to Bob, and I use the duvet cover as well. No more night sweats. It's 100% plant-based. It's breathable. It keeps you comfy at night.
It's made from eucalyptus fiber inside and out. It's softer than cotton and naturally soothes the skin.
It soothes
your skin. I can feel it when I'm doing it.
It's hypoallergenic, baby. It's cruelty-free, all right? I promise you, try this. You will love it. It's 100% plant-based bedding. Why not try it? And it's friendly for the earth. Try a comforter on your own bed for free. If you don't love it, return it at no cost. For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co. Enter the code
BADFRIENDS.
Once again, $20 off the best bedding of your life. Go to buffy.co and enter
BADFRIENDS.
BADFRIENDS.
Why are you dressed like this? What the fuck is going on here?
Oh, dude.
Robert Young Lee?
Yeah?
You've been served.
Okay, this is so dumb.
You've been served.
I've been served. Okay. This is a bit. That's why they're wearing suits.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. You think I'm a dum-dum?
Yeah.
I come in here, they're wearing raggedy tag fucking suits.
Hey, first of all, those are expensive. Those are Joseph A. Bank suits.
Yeah.
Those were two for eight cents. So. What happened?
Plaintiff.
This is the plaintiff, Andrew Santino. He claims his podcast co-star refuses to come to the show on time, even though he promised he would. He's suing for an apology. This is the defendant, Robert Lee. He says the plaintiff is a big ginger bully who always bosses him around. He contends that being late isn't his fault and it's not a big deal. He's accused of being a selfish man-baby.
Do not throw these papers away. They're official papers that affect your rights. Okay. You may show up to the BADFRIENDS trial on December 14th.
You're here.
Legal assistance. We have provided you with the best public defender we could spare.
Do not apologize. Do not,
you got a PD. You have a PD right there.
I don't need you. Can I defend myself?
Oh my, how offensive. You don't want to use the public defender?
That fucking piece of shit? No,
your
I'd rather
taxes
defend myself.
Pay for him.
I don't care.
Wow.
Do I have to use him?
No.
All right, I'm going to defend myself.
Would you like to be a part of my counsel then, George? Two
okay,
lawyers. I've got two lawyers.
You know what? I would like an outside help. I want Jules to be my lawyer.
Well, that's Judge
oh,
Jules.
She's the judge? Oh,
that's
my
Judge
God.
Jules.
Oh, I'll defend myself then.
Yeah.
I still don't know what the complaint for an apology. Facts. The plaintiff states that the following facts are true. Robert Lee is always late, which shows a lack of respect for the plaintiff causing him I was here on time today.
Undue stress.
I was here on time today.
I know, but this is from all the previous times.
I know. So that's right there a fact.
Well, use that in the case.
I will.
Okay. Suing
let's start,
you.
Let's start.
The Honorable Judge Jules. Should we all rise? All rise for the Honorable Judge Jules. There you go. Tell us when to sit.
You may sit.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The meeting can now start.
Oh, great.
Okay, thank you.
And Your Honor...
Your Honor.
Don't make fun of my lawyer, too.
Or you bad start.
So we're here because my client, Mr. Andrew Santino, the great Andrew Santino, very punctual Andrew Santino, has been constantly under distress because the defendant here always gets late, comes late, is always not on time, basically. And we want a formal apology.
That's right. Get off your phone. We're in the middle of court.
Yeah, I have evidence.
You have.
Yeah, so I'm gathering evidence. So may I look at my phone, please?
I mean, ask the fucking judge.
Judge, I have evidence on the phone, right? So may I look at my phone?
As long as it's all evidence.
Yeah,
as long as it's all evidence.
It is all evidence. Okay. Yeah, and I'll show you.
Okay.
And it's coming in. Okay? So go ahead.
Your Honor, I'd like to present my first... my lawyer and I would like to present our first witness. It's George Kimmel. No relation to any of the famous Kimmels. George, would you say, on average, I am on time to the podcast?
I'm sworn to...
Yeah.
You're under oath.
Put your hand on your penis real fast. Put your right hand on your penis. And say, I do solemnly swear to tell the truth. The whole truth, not the mother's truth.
On my penis, I swear. Uh-huh.
Fantastic. And if you don't... So, George, would you say that I'm not even done with the witness.
Can I cross my...
No, I'm not done with the witness. Would you say that I'm typically on time?
I would say Mr. Santino is typically 5 to 15 minutes early.
Would you say that the defendant is not on time, usually?
That's a matter of depending... It depends what you mean by on time.
Thank you.
Such a pussy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Would you say... Okay, you're correct. Would you
Please
say...
Don't call your witness a pussy, by the way.
I said it to you.
Oh, I know, but I'm the defendant.
He can't hear us.
All right.
I looked over, like, in court. Yeah. Would you say then, Mr. Kimmel, that Bobby comes after the arranged time that we've agreed to start? Usually.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And do you think, Mr. Kimmel, that playing video games, waiting for Uber, losing your keys, mm-hmm. or other reasons like that are a good reason to miss the time?
Well, life happens, Mr. Rosende. I believe we have all been through a time where we've been forced by life to be late for something. Have you ever... ever had an Uber?
May I
cross-examine?
Even when he's a witness, he's still taking your side.
Yeah, may I cross-examine?
Yeah, sure. At this point, it doesn't matter.
Let me ask you, George.
Yeah.
Before we even started this podcast, did Andrew Santino say that I'll take charge, right? I'll set everything up. Don't worry about it, Bobby. You know what I mean? Just show up.
Show up on time.
No, let me finish.
Just show up on time.
Let's just show up, right?
Just show up on time.
Let me ask you this, George.
Show up on time?
Can he not interrupt me?
Judge.
Judge, can he not interrupt me so I can... Thank you so much. Order in the court.
Don't tell her what to say.
Order in the court.
Right.
I'll take a cheeseburger, fries.
Didn't Andrew say, right, that before we started Bad Friends, you know, but way back in the day, right, that he would take care of everything, right? And he would set everything up, buy all the equipment, and do all the things, right? Did you not say that?
Objection, Your Honor. The lawyer is leading the witness.
Hell yeah.
Okay. What?
It's leading. You're leading.
Okay. Let me ask you this, okay?
Bobby, you may not lead the witness.
Okay. Bro, I hope.
Let me ask you this question.
This would be bad.
When I show up... Even late.
Very, very.
Have I showed up on time? Let me ask you that before.
Yes, you were on time today.
Exactly. I was on time today, right? And as soon as I showed up, were we ready to go or did we wait about 10, 15 minutes before we started?
We were ready to go.
Yeah, but did we start? When did we start, though?
We were ready to go.
I know, but did we start right when we walked in, or is there like a 5, 10 minute time
when
where
you
kind of chat around?
When he goes or
down,
smokes a cigarette.
Objection, Your Honor.
And we get... Let me ask you, that's a real question. Or do we start right away?
The cameras are rolling when you walk in.
Right. But when we start.
I'm not sure which way we're trying to go here.
When we start, when do we start? Do we start as soon as I walk through that door?
Yes.
No, we don't. We don't.
Don't argue. Why are you arguing with a witness?
All right.
You can't say that to him.
Okay.
We do not start on time. It's always a little, we need to warm up. You know, it's a comedy podcast. We need to warm up a little bit beforehand.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. And the second question I want to ask you, okay, is that... You know my lifestyle, correct?
Yeah.
Right. So let me ask you this question, okay? If somebody had a day job, right? They, you know, they woke up, they were a teacher, they
which
woke
you
up
don't.
7 in the morning,
which
right?
Which you don't.
And they end their work around 5 or 6 p.m. They go home, right? Right? And then if that person was asked
to show up on time to their job,
to wake up, right?
Yeah.
So that's the way they live, right? and then wake up at 1 a.m. to do another job. But what my point being is that my point though being is that my
no.
point yeah my point is
not
that,
even.
That yeah let me finish. My point is that
and they,
right
and then they do
right,
another
the rhythm,
job.
The rhythm right, the rhythms of. What you asked me to do, right, doesn't literally fit into the time frame of when I'm awake and when I'm, you know what I mean? It goes against, you know what I mean, my the clock in
as
which
an
I live.
Aspirational Twitch streamer, your A job is to play video games.
Witness.
Yes. Objection.
Thank
your
you.
Honor, this is bullshit.
Oh, okay. Yes.
This is what happens for not using a lawyer, Mr. Lee.
No, I'm fine. I'm completely fine.
Nah, you're crumbling.
No,
go
I'm
ahead,
not.
Attorney. Go
and
ahead.
May I make another statement?
The no. attorney. The attorney can speak.
The attorney can
no,
speak.
May I speak now, though?
Thank you.
Over,
no.
I'm
she
not
just
done with
said
my
no.
opening.
No.
Dude, doesn't
respect the judge.
Doesn't a lawyer? I'm representing myself. Don't I have an
but
opening?
But you already represented.
No, but no. Don't I have an opening? Don't I have an opening statement that I can have? May I have my opening statement?
No.
No. You have to listen to the fucking judge.
I don't get my opening statement.
You've been talking for 5 minutes.
That happens at the beginning.
Yes,
you cannot
opening
have an opening
begin.
Statement in the middle.
All right.
Judge, please dictate who you'd like to talk.
Attorney can speak now.
Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to call another witness.
Mm.
I'm calling Judge Rudy to the stand.
Ooh, interesting twist.
Okay.
This is the M. Night Shyamalan twist.
Yeah. So, Judge Rudy... have you experienced basically lateness, tardiness because of Tito Bobby not being on time?
Yes.
Really?
Does it happen like once in a blue moon or is mostly like a daily thing?
A daily thing.
Really?
I have no more questions, Your Honor.
Really? All right, okay. So.
Dude, I got the best lawyer.
Let me ask you this.
I got the best
attorney.
Let me
cross-examine. Let me cross-examine. All right? All right. Before we came today, right?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I was sleeping.
You were sleeping, right?
You're a teenager.
I know. So did I have to wake you up, right, to get you ready to come here?
Yeah.
If I hadn't done that, would you have slept through it?
I would have waited for Auntie Kalila.
I know, but Auntie Kalila,
you can hit it and tell me to be quiet.
If Auntie Kalila didn't say anything, right, which she wasn't going to if I didn't, and didn't wake you up, right? Would you have showed up on time? Would you have slept through it?
I wouldn't have slept through it because I have to go with you.
I understand that, but I had to have waked you up. So if I hadn't woken you up, right, you would have slept through the time.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. No, don't leave. Yes is leading.
Okay.
Let me remind you that Judge Rudy is not accused of anything here.
That's okay. Right.
And let me ask you another thing, all right? Many times, right, I have to wait for you downstairs. I do. I go, I'll meet you downstairs. I say that to you a lot. I'll meet you downstairs and you come down, right? And then you kind of slouch your shoulders and eventually you end up there, right? Let me ask you, do you think that kind of behavior might feed into the reason why that we are late to this podcast?
No, because you always say 15 minutes and you can come down.
Right, but by me saying that, though, means that I am, you know what I mean, I'm aware of the time, right? I'm aware that we have a destination to go to, right?
Yeah.
And right, and I'm the one that's always having to tell you, right, when we have to leave, when we have to go, right?
Because
you have no awareness of what's going on.
Hey.
All right?
I have to speak.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I depend on you. I'm awake at 8 in the morning and we record at 3 and you wake up at like 2:50.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. That's
you
rude.
Do.
That's rude.
You do.
That's rude.
You do.
Hit the fucking gun.
All right. I also like to say something. May I say something, right?
This is your closing statement right now.
All right, I'll do my closing
this
statement.
This is it right okay. now. You've got it.
When I was, I think I was in
a little boy.
7th grade,
mm-hmm.
Okay? I used to take the school bus to school like most kids. I did.
I know, but what the fuck?
Your Honor, relevance.
No, I this is very relevant. Let me express
right,
my point, okay?
Get it there.
All right.
Yeah.
So one morning.
How long was the bus?
The bus ride was probably 20 minutes long.
No, the physical bus. How big was it?
It wasn't a short bus. And you know what I mean? The he's making assumptions that I'm retarded.
Excuse me?
That it was a smaller
Excuse
bus.
Excuse me?
It was a smaller bus.
Language, is, Your Honor, language.
But that by him asking me
Your Honor,
what size the bus
Your
is
Honor.
Means that he wants to fucking
That's
imply
disgusting.
That I have some sort of mentally retarded.
Your Honor.
Objection. Objection.
I fucking find that to be blasphemy.
Your Honor.
How fucking dare you?
Your Honor,
it was
I
a regular sized bus.
I am simply
it was a
asking.
Regular size bus.
I was simply asking about buses in San Diego, Your Honor. I have no idea what they're like down there. I'm not privy
okay,
to San Diego buses.
Fucking infuriated me.
Close so, your statement.
I have to finish, all right? So one morning, I woke up 5 minutes late. I missed the fucking bus, okay? So on the car ride, my mom had to drive me to school. On the car ride, this really did happen. On the car ride to school, right, that bus that I missed by 5 minutes got in a car in an accident. A truck hit it, wow. And four kids went to the emergency room. One kid almost died. Okay, and that traumatic experience, right, makes me always like not want to show up exactly on time. It's one of those like it's a traumatic effect that's affected my daily adult life, and it's like everywhere I go, I'm always about 5 or 10 minutes late because I think that I just never really dealt with that, you know. With that experience.
Oh, what a manipulative fucking what's a manipulative story?
What do you mean? It's a story that
it was really good. But it was really good manipulation.
Right. Right. So what I'm saying to you right now is that
Is that your closing statement? You're done. You have to be done. You're dragging.
Your honor.
Your honor,
put order, please.
Your Honor, Your Honor, this
it's
is insane.
For our closing statement.
Your Honor.
All right. So, all right.
You have 10 seconds.
No, I don't have 10 seconds.
Don't disrespect the judge.
You well, have 10 seconds.
Close. This ain't fucking Russia, man. I have my fucking closing statement.
No, you already have
they
it.
They don't give you a time limit for closing statement.
Yes, the judge can.
No,
she can say
I've never seen that in any fucking court to fucking show.
I'm the judge. I can say
I don't
anything.
Give a fuck, man. And you know what?
You have 10 seconds.
You're gonna get it, you
judge.
Fucking bitch!
You called the honorable judge
for me!
Oh my god!
This is fucking blasphemy.
You're done for,
all right,
bud.
All right.
Your Honor,
so,
close your
eyes. I apologize. Okay, it's my closing.
Yeah, that'll make up for it.
My closing argument is this: that the times that these podcasts occur, right, are times where it's very inconvenient
4
for me.
4 p.m.
Right. Very inconvenient for me.
4 p.m. audience,
matter.
We shoot this show.
All right, number two. That's number two.
It's 7 p.m. right now.
I had a traumatic experience growing up, right?
Yeah.
That I haven't really dealt with that has caused me to be 5 or 10 minutes late to every occasion. Number three, I would argue that me being late doesn't really have an effect on the
anybody
accuser.
Else but you.
Right, it doesn't really have an effect on his life. He's a millionaire because of podcasting.
So bullshit.
He is.
5 seconds.
Yeah, no, not 5 seconds.
Four, three,
makes a lot of money on the road,
two,
right? And this is just all fun and games, and it doesn't affect him, right? He's a multimillionaire because of
that
this fucking.
That is not
of this,
true.
Yeah, right? And what I'm saying to what I also
Your
want
Honor,
to say is,
Your
is
Honor,
shut up, sir.
Remind
shut
him
the fuck
he's
up, sir.
Under oath.
And I would believe, and I believe that this accusation, right? It's just a part of his entitlement, right, to put down a minority.
Oh,
a minority
God!
Comic.
Oh, my God!
A minority comic, right? And this is just his way, right? So let's put that in the books.
Okay.
Do you have that recorded? All right, thank you. That's
Objection,
my
Your Honor. I would think we should strike this statement of the books.
Okay. But,
no.
Attorney, you can
give
have
me my
your
closing statement.
Yeah.
Attorney, go ahead.
Your Honor, we have abundant evidence that the accused doesn't even want to refute the accusation of like being late.
I don't understand a word you're saying.
You
so
are
don't
late.
Don't even fucking talk.
This is not Perry Mason. This is real life. You cannot come here and just say a bunch of bullshit, Your Honor. He is late. He has been proven late. 45 episodes we recorded. He's been on time twice. So life can happen once or twice, but not 42 times.
Yeah.
So we are, my client is entitled to an apology, and I'm sure you will find it in your heart and in your brain, Your Honor, that all the, you know, you can cut through his bullshit and tell it as it is. My client deserves an apology.
Your Honor, that's our closing statement.
Your
Thank
Honor,
you.
Also, let me just say...
No, you're done!
All right.
You made a closing
statement. Bobby, you can't say anything
but
anymore.
There are consequences.
The meeting is closed.
Okay. Hit it harder. Hit it. Shut up.
Okay.
You're done.
Okay.
Your Honor, please give us the judgment.
Okay. I have decided that Andrew won the case, and Andrew deserves an apology.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We won. We won, Andres.
Yes.
Yes! All right. Go ahead. When you're ready.
I'd rather go to prison.
When you're ready. Your Honor, if he doesn't apologize, what kind of sentence is he
going to serve? I'd rather go to prison.
Your Honor, what kind of sentence can we guarantee?
Give
that
me the
he
death
serve?
Penalty.
What kind of sentence can we guarantee?
If he doesn't make an apology...
Mm-hmm.
He has to take out all of the trashes.
Hide all his video games.
Mm. Hide all the video games.
No, those aren't. That's not gonna happen.
And tell, and you will tell Auntie Kalila
that
he went and got something when he wasn't supposed to, even if it's not true, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. I'd rather suffer those consequences.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not gonna apologize. You lost the case, fair and square.
I don't care.
I gave you an attorney. We gave you a public defender.
I refuse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sore loser, dude.
I'm not a sore loser.
No, you are, because you lost the case fair and square. I served you. We sued you.
Fuck. You get the fuck out of your forum, piece
of
shit.
No, get in here.
And I will call fucking, you know.
If you call, hey. If you call.
I want to see his green card. I honestly want to do.
Run.
I want to see a fucking green card.
Run.
Babble.
Let me say something, man. You know, I've been trying Babble.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to learn Russian.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm learning Spanish, which is a lot easier
it's
than
really
Russian.
Hard.
I don't know why you would take on Russian.
But it's easy to use.
No, it
and
is.
I'm absorbing the information, I think.
It's easy to use, but Russian's a tough language. I went with Spanish because it's everywhere. Bobby's learning Russian because he wants to go back to the old country.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that you're Korean, but you're actually Russian.
I am Russian, yeah.
Well, we're going to get you there at some point. It's a language learning method designed to get you speaking a new language within weeks, okay? 10 to 15 minute lessons. It's a joke. If me and this idiot can do it, mm-hmm. you can do it. I promise. It's so simple. You start with what? Words and phrases, Bob. And then,
but it's also words and phrases that you can that normal people use.
No, it's useful.
It's not clinical. It's not clinical sentences. It's like a natural way that people in that you know me language.
It's not. Where is the library? You don't. You're not going to get biblioteca. It's stuff like what's up? What's going on?
Yeah.
Where are you guys headed today? Are we having a drink? It's great phrase. Actually, it's super useful when you read it because you can tell that it's written by someone who's gone. These other ones are so fake. No one's going to want to know where the bank is. Like, where is the bank?
They also have like 10 million subscriptions now, so it's so proven. People love it.
Yeah, 14 different languages. Spanish, French, Italian, German, the prime ones. And look, it's incredible. It's easy to use. If you want to learn another language, learn it with Babbel. Speak a language like you always wanted to. Right now, Babbel is offering our listeners 3 months for free with the purchase of a 3-month subscription with the promo code BADFRIENDS. Visit Babbel.com. Use the promo code
BADFRIENDS
for your 3-month subscription. That's Babbel, BABBEL.com. Promo code
BADFRIENDS.
Babbel, language for life.
Headspace.
Look,
you know what?
Life is stressful. Let me say this.
It's very stressful.
Because I've had a lot of stress. The pandy's been a bummer for all of us. Guys, we know. And,
well, you know what I've been using?
Huh?
Headspace, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Say that? Because I've been using Headspace.
I know, but I've been using it too, and it's so relaxing.
It is.
And I get into like a flotation cloud space.
If you need guided meditation, which I do, because I have issues when I leave bad friends, and I got to tell you, it's the only meditation app that's advancing the field of mindfulness through meditation, clinically validated research. This isn't hafooey. This isn't snake oil.
They even have this thing called, can I just interrupt you?
Sure.
They have this 3-minute SOS meditation.
That's right.
That's like 3 minutes long, and it really does get you right in that
peaceful
moment.
No, it does. I used to eat about 30 melatonin pills to fall asleep at night, or have those Z-quils in it, and now I'm still doing a few, but also Headspace has a wind down session which lets you get to sleep. And I got to tell you, it works extremely well. Parents, if you have got little bambinos, little niños, yeah, this works for them as well.
Also, you know, have you ever heard of the phrase, the proof is in the pudding?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Right, 600,000 five-star reviews and over 60 million downloads.
Guys, you deserve to feel happier, and we all do, genuinely, during this time.
The proof is in the pudding.
You deserve to feel happier and healthier. Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/badfriends. That's headspace.com/badfriends for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace, full library of meditations for every situation. It's the best deal right now, you guys. Go to headspace.com/badfriends today. I want to tell you something I'm a little I was concerned about when I brought the pup in.
Go ahead.
When we take, do you guys have this with your dogs? When you take them on road trips, do you know about anal secretions?
Yeah, I get them all the time.
No, the dog. She will, we'll be sitting in the car going on like a long drive.
Yeah.
And it'll just be like, and then all of a sudden you'll be like.
Yeah. Yeah. Our Julio does that. We have a dog named Julio that does that. And the puppy does it too.
We took her into the vet because we were like, hey man, she's like, it's the foulest smelling shit on earth. It doesn't smell like poop. It smells like, you know what it smells like?
Mm. Pussy?
Dirty vagina.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It smells like dirty vagina.
Yeah.
It does.
Turn down a bit?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, when she does it, she's done it on my shirts and ruined shirts. Because it's when she's anxious, when she's like this, when there's a lot of action, she gets a little bit like, what's going on? So I was afraid I was going to get some secretion on the shirt. Julio does it?
Yeah. I just can't believe that, like, the traumatic experience I had as a kid on the bus didn't sway the fucking...
Can I tell you something?
Yeah. Because that really did happen.
It was really good, though. That was an incredible defense. That was really good. It didn't help, but it was good.
But why wouldn't that help?
Because you called her a bitch.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I should.
You can't call the judge a bitch.
Right, right, right.
Like, that's like rule number one. Don't call the judge. And don't make fun of the judge. Mm. Have you ever seen those videos of people in court being assholes at judges? And the judge is like, yeah, I was just going to give you like 2 years, all but right, now it's like six. Like,
yeah,
are you dumb?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the one that doles out the thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're done for with that, dude.
Yeah.
You can't do that stuff. You got to be sweet to the judge.
Yeah, but I have to say that I know that was all... you know, for fun.
It was not. That's a real lawsuit, pal.
All right, pal. But I have to say that you'll never get an apology from me.
You did already on an episode. You did already say, I'm sorry. We went through this already. We've already done this.
Did I really?
Yeah. We've already done this.
Well, you get one.
You're such a turd.
I'm not.
That's not true. You apologized the other day via text over something. You said sorry.
What was it?
I'm not going to talk about it, but you said sorry.
Tell me what the apology was.
You said, okay, I'm sorry. You said, I'm sorry, and we went.
I'll go back.
Yeah, you can look it up.
Yeah, let me look it up, and if it's too sensitive, because I feel like it's a sensitive. Is it a sensitive thing?
I mean, I don't think you should talk about it live on air.
I won't, but let's go to your thing.
But you said, okay, sorry, and you know what it was about.
It's, oh, yeah, sorry. Hey, not going to. Oh, yeah, 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 I know what it is.
Yeah.
I just think that between you and I, there is the utmost trust.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not even going to.
I would like an
apology.
Not even,
okay.
For what you
serve me papers and we'll go over it.
I will.
Serve me papers.
I will.
And we'll go over
May
it live.
May I get an apology?
No. Serve me papers.
All right.
Serve me papers, bitch. Go
bitch,
through the right
bitch,
channels.
Because I'm going to say this, right? You have a lot of nerve.
You fucking roly poly. You
see,
have so
now
much
you go
nerve.
You into names, okay?
Yeah, because
you
I
have a lot.
You
of
got a lot
nerve.
Of nerve. You have a lot of nerve.
You garbage human. You're a garbage human? Right?
Hey,
you have
hey,
a lot of anger
hey,
and
hey,
a lot of resentment,
hey,
and it's ugly.
Cool North
Go
Face
fuck
jacket
yourself.
And North Face beanie, you fucking loser from 20 years ago.
Well, why? This is not in fashion?
It hasn't been for 20 years, you fucking loser. Yeah. What are you, an REI fucking catalog? Grow up, dork.
Yeah? Are you a surfer with your fucking, you know what I mean, loose fucking sweatshirt and your little fucking... ocean symbol on your fucking... You've never surfed a day in your life, you piece of shit.
What does this have to do with surfing?
Right? It's just the whole... It's the beach bum.
It looks like a surfer shirt. Surfers don't wear shirts in the water, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, but you're...
And if you're going to wear a puffy jacket, it should have sleeves,
you look
dork.
Like you're in a fucking surf cabana.
Cut off
late
sleeve
at night,
loser.
Right?
Just wear a real jacket, you fucking dork.
They would kick you out of Windsor or North Shore, you piece of shit. Because if they look at this albino piece of shit at the fucking beach, thinking that he could surf. No, get the fuck. Go to the snow.
Yeah, I would. Right? And you know what? I'd wear a North Face coat that had sleeves on it, you fucking idiot. Incomplete coat. An incomplete coat. That's what you're wearing.
This is a very beautiful attire I'm wearing.
A vest. What a dumb idea. Well, get a coat. All right, we're done.
We're done with what? We're done with what?
That.
What?
I'm done with that bit.
Yeah, but we're not doing, I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
There are no more apologies in this house.
If you want an apology from me, you can serve me papers.
No, no, let's be real. I'm not going to serve you papers.
Okay.
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 I'm not going to ever do this because this is ridiculous. All right.
No, it was efficient.
If you have a resentment.
And you didn't obey the judge's rules. That's what's annoying. Mm. The judge made a judgment call.
What the judge stepped into the courtroom. What the judge doesn't realize is the judge lives with me, right? And what the judge doesn't realize is that there are real life consequences.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. There are. Because let me say this.
Like what? What are you going to do?
She knows. She has to smell things.
Can you imagine the power that the judge has with her aunt over you? The judge's court is way deeper than your shit. Yeah, that's right. Think deeply about that. Do something goofball-y with her.
I wish you wouldn't have done this either because, you know, this has been a very depressing week for me.
Why?
I've just been really depressed.
Well, tell me why.
There's a lot of elements.
Okay, let's put away the jokes and put away the joking around.
There's a lot of elements. And it's like,
then
you know,
let's
I
be
had
serious.
A really difficult week.
Okay, let's
where
be serious.
Really down, you know what I mean, and depressed.
What happened?
And just like almost borderline suicidal. And then I come into this podcast. Like, no, I'm just being real, right? And
okay.
It's the light of the end, at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
I get to see my body, right? Yeah. And then you serve me papers. I'm being real, dude. It's like, oh, this week is worse than I thought it was going to be.
You're so dramatic.
No, I'm not being dramatic.
It's
been such. Ask my therapist yesterday.
Take time out.
Yeah.
Take a time out.
So what I'm saying is.
Take a time out real
I'm
fast.
No, let me just finish my point.
Do you know what those are?
What?
These are cameras.
Yeah.
This is a comedy show. It's fake.
I understand.
The papers are fake.
It doesn't matter.
You know that's not a judge? You know that's just Rudy Jules?
Yeah.
This isn't real.
I understand.
Do you know that this isn't real? Do you know that George isn't a star witness? Do you know that Andreas not only doesn't have his law degree, he's not even a fucking citizen in the U.S.
Yeah.
They're going to fuck us. If you joke around about that, they're going to find out. They're going to come and they're going to deport him. Do you realize that?
Okay.
Because he's not even legally supposed to be here.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
When you're on a scene, you're a TV show guy, right? You're an actor,
yes.
Right? You get what you're, right?
Yeah.
And it's all fun and games when you're acting in a scene.
Yes.
And sometimes there's improvised moments.
Yeah.
I was in an improvised scene in a movie once, right? And the co-star or the guy I was doing the scene with goes, and he improvised something. He goes, yeah, that's right, fatty.
Oh, and that hurt.
Right, right. And you laugh. You go, ha, 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 that was a good one, right? And then you get the fucking van. You get in the van,
mm-hmm.
and they drive you to your car,
yeah.
Right? And you're just, fatty.
It hit home.
Yeah.
Because you took a piece of reality.
Yeah, no.
Into
it
art.
It still hurts.
Because it was.
It's even though it's fun and games.
Even though it's fake.
It's still, even though it's fake.
It was
still
real.
A little bit of truth.
Okay.
Right? Little kernels of truth.
Okay.
Right? So I'm just letting you know.
Playing a victim.
I'm not playing a victim.
You are.
I had a really bad week.
I'm saying to you as a friend, we're done with the comedy shit right now.
Yeah.
All the jokes are done. That was all fake. This was all for fun. Okay?
Yeah.
This is all a joke. Tell me why you had a bad week.
I didn't have a bad week. It's been a great week. Go fuck yourselves. That's what I'm saying.
That was great.
You're dealing with something above you, man.
You're above me?
Yeah, you're dealing with something more twisted.
In what way?
In every way, my friend.
How are you above me?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're fucking
now,
right you
I'm
are.
I'm doing it again.
Yeah,
you're
now, fucking right you
I'm
are.
I'm doing it again,
you're not
my
above
friend.
Shit.
Right?
You're not above shit.
Lean back, Chacho.
I'm above you.
All right, Pocahontas,
take
lean back.
Take a fucking walk.
All right, relax.
Take 10,000 steps a day, you
all right,
fat
Fonzarelli,
fuck.
You're not the Fonz. You want to be the Fonz so bad. Yeah, yeah, you're not that guy.
I am the Fonz.
No, you're not.
Of this show,
you're
I am.
You're Joni.
And who are you?
Right? Chachi.
Yeah, fucking
I'm
right.
I'm fucking Chachi, dude. And I'm fucking Joni.
You know who you are?
What?
In Small Wonder.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. It has to be Small Wonder. Go ahead. I'm the Small Wonder? Yeah. Fuck you,
you're
man.
The little girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no. You're Facts of Life.
Oh, who am I in there?
You're Corky.
Fuck you. Facts of Life.
Hey.
Yeah. You know, who's the? There was a girl on Facts of Life. The
chubby one. Can I say something, by the way?
Yeah.
Before we get into Facts of Life?
What?
All this stuff?
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Fuck you.
I love you.
It's so dumb, dude.
I love you,
dude. I'm not buying it.
I love you.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do?
This is the happiest part of my day.
Oh, God, here we go.
No, it really is. You know what I said on the set of Dave?
What?
They said, what are you doing on your day off? I said, I'm working. What are you working on? I said, I'm doing Bad Friends.
Mm. And they go, what is it?
Yeah, they said, what is that? I said, it's a podcast. And then two of the crew guys were like, we love it. We listen to it. I said, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And then I said, it's my favorite thing to do. It's more fun than any TV job I've ever had. It's more fun than any job I've ever had.
Could I tell you what happened to me?
Yeah. I mean that when I say
Hawaii,
that. This is my favorite thing on earth.
When I was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Because you didn't text me, but a lot of friends did. Because last Saturday was my AA birthday.
Time out real quick.
Yeah.
I called you in Hawaii. We FaceTimed.
I know. I'm just saying that this Saturday.
Your anniversary?
Was my AA anniversary.
Like, so what do you mean in Hawaii? You weren't in Hawaii this Saturday?
No, but I'm going to tell you what happened before Hawaii that relates to that. But I'm just saying Saturday.
Okay,
well,
don't bury me on shit that isn't real. I called you the whole time when you were in Hawaii.
No. I know. It's like, you know.
Okay, so I didn't call you on your
if it's
sober
my birthday.
Birthday.
If it's my birthday and you called me
two
months later, it doesn't matter. You should call me on my birthday.
I call you on your birthday every year. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
we celebrate.
I'm done. I'm not. Let me finish my fucking thing, right?
Fine. I didn't do your AA birthday. I missed it. Go ahead. Your AA.
Yeah, whatever. It's just it's a non-event for you.
It's an anniversary.
Yeah. It has to do with my life. But anyway, don't roll your eyes. It's so dumb. When you roll your eyes, you roll it all over the fucking place. I love it. Yeah, like a silly Billy. So, you really are a silly Billy. But so when I was on set, a crew member, like he had tattoos on his neck and, you know, into his wrist.
Was he a local Hawaiian guy?
Yeah, but he was half Asian looking.
So half cool, half Asian?
Okay. So that's so dumb, but really play on words, very good. But
stumbling?
No,
get it out.
So he goes, "I'm gonna get it out." Right?
Tattoos on
his
neck.
He goes, "Hey man, here you go," and he had a box, like one of those, like it was almost as if there was gonna be a ring in it. And I lifted it, and there was a golden 1 year anniversary. Congratulations, you know what I mean?
Sobriety.
And I took it and I go, "I don't even know you, man." He goes, "Yeah, but I listened to Bad Friends and stuff, and I know that it was your birthday is coming up, and I wanted to give you that because it, you know, I'm sober too, and
wow.
You really inspire me, you know." And I looked at him and I go, "You know, it's so funny. Even the guy that I do with Bad Friends with would never do this. It wouldn't even cross his mind because he's such a self-serving, selfish kind of a guy." No, be real. I said that to him.
He goes,
"I know that about you. I know you're the fun-loving guy on the thing." And I go, "I know. I'm the fun-loving guy on the thing. I'm the joy.
Right.
I'm the joy of the show." Right. Yeah. And I go, "I'm the one that like gives people the warm feelings." Right?
Right.
And he gives the cold pricklies. And so I grabbed the thing, right, and I stuck it right in my fucking front pocket. And I gave the guy like a little, you know, COVID hug. You know, I mean, a little, you know, because he had his mask on and whatnot.
Yeah.
And go, "Thank you for doing something that Andrew would never do."
Mm-hmm.
And we departed. And that's what I love about human beings.
Let me tell you something what I love about human beings. Yeah. When I was in Denver Comedy Works, I was at. It's a true story. It's 100% true story.
Ahead.
I was moved to tears because a man who says he suffers from mental health issues, because I have spoken very honestly about my mental health issues. Uh-huh. I've said it openly. I have depression. I have anxiety. I suffer from it severely. And I've gotten help over the years, and it's been very hard. I've connected with my fans, and mm-hmm. I've said my truth about it. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard for me. And a man came up to me, and he was a veteran for this country, fought for this country, okay? Not a tattoo neck crew guy from a fucking movie shoot. Mm. This is a veteran who fought for this fucking country, for the freedoms of this country,
sure.
Okay? Yeah. And this guy gave me his patch. He gave me a patch
an
off his
patch?
Fucking jacket. No, a patch.
Was he a pirate?
No, a patch that was awarded to him from the military, U.S. fucking military, okay?
Oh, okay.
Piece of shit. Mm. A patch that he gave to me, and he said, "This meant so much to me to get this. And I want to give it to you because you've meant so much to me." And that's a reflection of how
when
I feel. Can I finish my fucking story?
They get a medal, not a patch, but go ahead. Everyone gets a patch.
No.
Go ahead.
Not this patch that I have at my home. Not this. Not everyone gets this patch.
Like every Boy Scout gets a little patch.
And let me tell you something. Oh, you're
attendance.
Oh, you're comparing the Boy Scouts to the U.S. military? That's smart. smart move. And what he said to me was, this means a lot to me.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, thank you. And he said, and you mean a lot to me, and what you've done for me has helped. And I said, I appreciate that. And he said, particularly what you do, you know, with Bobby, I think the show is really great. And I said, oh, thank you so much. And he said, I want you to take this patch and remember me. Every time you do the show, think about me. And just remember that I would have killed that when I was over there. And I gave him a big hug, and he kept walking. And I'll never forget that.
It's a Korean War.
Huh?
Korean War?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Korean War vet. And that's what he said. Those are not my words. Yeah. He said that.
You know that, you know, the Americans were in cahoots with South Korea, right? So they were working together.
Yeah, but he
fighting
was,
the North.
He just knew you who you were. He just knows
right.
how, what kind
so
of.
He made an assumption that I was North.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That story didn't happen.
I think by the way you look more
that
than anything
story didn't
else.
Happen.
And by the way, that story did happen.
That story didn't happen, and the medal that I got from the guy did happen.
This story is real.
Okay.
This is a real thing.
Yeah. Okay.
What he said at the end?
And I have a story after that, right? I'm bummed that my grandfather didn't kill that guy.
Yeah, well, he was too weak. He probably would have never got it done.
There's hostility?
No, there's none at all. In fact, this is a very fun episode. Ellen DeGeneres got COVID.
I know she did. But I sat down in the car today. I was with the girls getting Christmas trees, which is something that Jules, the judge, you know what I mean, didn't really remember.
Judge Jules, did you guys get a real tree?
That's
yeah.
How many?
$400 on a fucking a tree. But
why do you say it's so negative?
I'm just saying that you would think that when you do good things to the people that you love that's in your house, that they would defend you in a court situation.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me make a side note.
Go
that
ahead.
Story I told was 96% true.
What was false about it?
I'll leave it up to the audience.
He said he wouldn't kill me.
I don't know what he said.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Anyway, he was a great man that gave me a patch off his jacket. And
today when we
wait,
found
two
out
real,
that COVID...
Two real trees?
Yeah. When we found out that...
we got a fakie.
COVID got Ellen. When Ellen got COVID,
yeah.
I thought, that doesn't surprise me.
Why? Why do you say that?
She just seems like she would have, like, you know, these social distancing gatherings at her
like
mansion.
She's still having parties?
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean like every Hollywood person is doing?
Yeah, some of them are, you know what I mean? And like some of them aren't, you know what I mean? I feel like some, you know what I mean, are isolating.
Yeah, but here's...
Okay. It's a reflection of what people are doing in America. A lot of people, you know what I mean, are still going to, you know what I mean, shindigs and gatherings, and some people aren't.
Right. Yeah, but I mean...
She seems like somebody that would.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
She claims she has no idea how she got it.
Yeah, that's what they say. I mean, you know, I was supposed to do a movie yesterday, right?
You can't go because what? COVID canceled?
Yeah.
Wait, who? Oh,
so you know Dermer. You know Dermer is directing this movie.
Our buddy, shout out to our buddy Brandon Dermer.
And I was supposed to do. He wrote me a scene in it.
Yeah.
And I was about to drive over there, and he calls me late Wednesday night, and he goes,
somebody tested.
The lead actress's sister, who they live together, got COVID, and I can't, you know.
Yeah, but that's
sucks.
Great. But at least they're doing testing.
Yeah, I didn't get to do his movie.
You'll get to do it. They'll pick it back up.
No, they're not done.
What do you mean? It's never
done? You got somebody else like that's in the bubble to do it.
Oh, right. They don't want to bring you into the thing. Oh, my God.
It's in their bubble.
Do you think there's going to be a movie or a TV show that's shot with all actors that have COVID? What if they,
what do you mean?
What, like an all COVID cast?
That had it or have it at the same time?
Both, whatever. If you're like, fuck it, let's just do an all COVID. Let's just cast people that have had it or have it right now.
No.
You should. The whole crew should have it. Everyone should have it. And then you're like, well, we're doing an all COVID movie.
They should have done an all HIV movie then.
They did. Philadelphia.
Yeah, but they didn't actually have it.
Tom got it. Tom Hanks got it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he got AIDS.
For the role?
Yep.
Oh, he's the one that died.
That guy commits.
Yeah, he's so good.
By the
lesions
way,
were so real.
Speaking of which, Tom Hanks was the first guy that got COVID when this all. Remember that? He was like the first
dude.
Oh,
you know how shocking that. Remember, we were like, he's going to die. We didn't know much about it.
I was so annoyed.
Yeah,
I was like,
he's
going to
fucking die.
Tom fucking Hanks.
Yeah. And then I remember Mikel Arteta got it. He's a coach. Anyway.
Oh, I know. I know who that is.
Yeah.
I know who that is. He got it,
mom,
and he lived. Can we answer? Answer the phone.
No, but my mom, her text is, she texts me every day. And it's like, I don't know what the fuck to say.
What does she say?
Sorry, I'm a little late. I watched Da Vinci Code. Good night. Love, Mom.
Wait, did you have a conversation planned and
no.
She just bailed? Oh, she's saying, sorry, I'm late, texting you
she
late.
She texts me every time, right, at around 6. Right? And she goes, I'm a little late. And a lot of this is like, it rained today just enough to cover the ground. Love you. Good night, sweet dreams. And I never know how to respond. I'm like, I love you too, Mom.
That's sweet.
I know, but every single one. Today, partly cloudy currently.
Say cloudy, please.
Okay. Today, partly cloudy currently. The high temperature was forecast as 81 degrees. The very good weather for me to go outside.
Where does she live?
Arizona.
Wait, but what part?
Phoenix.
I thought she was in northern Arizona.
No. I mean, the watering today. The watering day? Oh, the watering day. Maybe this is the only day to go outside freely and enjoy it. Love you, my son. I miss you. I mean, they're sweet.
That's so sweet.
But they don't make any sense.
Do you have a text chain with your brother and your mom?
No.
You don't have any of those?
No.
Whoa. What is that about? You don't have any communication with your brother and your mom at the same time? You don't have like a...
I haven't talked to my mom in a year.
She just texted you now.
We text only.
No phone call.
We haven't talked since the BTS.
Oh, since the BTS?
Yeah.
Since the BTS problem?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. We text every day.
You do know. Was it embarrassing for her? Like, did it put her in a place where she felt like I'm embarrassed and mad?
I think partly is I think that her BTS obsession has even gone further down the road.
Where she's like doing creepy shit? Like she has cutouts and stuff and she's kissing them and dating them?
Yeah, maybe. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is that I think she doesn't want to talk about it. So she doesn't call and I don't call.
Why don't you call and just break that ice?
Because she texts me every day.
Yeah, I know, but call her and say, we should start having conversations instead of just these weird texts about the watering outside.
I know.
Let's call her right now.
No, I love you.
Call her right
now.
She's
sleeping.
Just call her. You're texting her right now.
No, this is from a couple hours ago. She's sleeping.
Just call her.
I love you.
Hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Call her right now and just go, I just called to tell you
I
love you.
I don't want to do it right now. We'll do next episode.
Say I called to tell you I love you.
We'll do next episode.
Well, for the fans that want to know, we are planning a trip in the new year.
That'll be great.
So once we get a vax to Bobo's mom, we're doing a road trip out to Phoenix. Does Judge Rudy get to come or no?
I don't know. Can I show you? Can I list? So my brother and I and so Kalila almost broke up with me last night.
Shut up.
I'm being real.
No, this is annoying because now you've been fucking around all day with this stuff. So
what do you mean?
You've made a ton of jokes about bullshit. I'm depressed with a tough week. What did she... Is this real?
Yeah.
She really tried to break up with
you? No, she was really upset last night.
Well, what did you do?
So downstairs, when I played Warzone at 1 in the morning... Did you hear it last night?
No.
I went crazy.
You turned on the... Was the... You weren't...
No,
your
so my brother and I and my friend Dylan, who's a drummer.
Who's
very
like
talented.
18?
No.
19?
He's in his 30s. And Dylan... He's in the band Mongshi with my brother.
Right, your brother's band.
Yeah, my brother's band, yeah.
Okay.
So we're playing Warzone, and we were at the last circle.
Sure.
Okay. So there's five people left on the board.
Okay.
Don't do this.
No, I'm listening. Just go.
I am. I just talk slow.
Okay. No, I know, but you're like saying like even the listeners might not know. So just you're in the last stage with Dylan.
Yeah, so Dylan. And, you know, Dylan's now down. He's dead. And it's between my brother and I and another guy. And my brother, every time, right, when he's in that situation, he does something like he'll shoot at a cloud. You know what I mean? Or he'll go, you know what I mean? He'll face the opposite direction and the guy will shoot him in the back.
Right, right.
Or my brother will do something ridiculous because he can't handle the pressure.
He gets nervous under pressure.
Yeah, he goes, but he always says, Bob, where are you? That's the main thing. Where are they? Where are they? Right? He doesn't know, right?
Isn't it show you on the map where they are?
Yeah, but he doesn't know, right? But this last night, he did something, you know what I mean, that was like miraculous.
What?
He goes, I go, oh, it's Steve. It's between us and another guy. But in thinking in my head, he's going to die, my brother, and I'm going to have to fucking finish this guy off.
Totally.
Right? So I go, I see my brother, you know what I mean? You know, oh, what going on? Right, right. And I see this guy come from a tree with his gun, and my brother just goes, da, 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 and downs him. We win.
No.
Yeah.
Way.
And so then we have it recorded if you want to hear it, the last 10 seconds of it.
I absolutely want to hear it.
So, okay. So,
by the way,
yeah.
Side note, can the other guy hear you guys?
What other guy?
When you're like, When you're like, oh, there's one guy left. Can he hear you guys talking shit?
You mean the other guy that we're killing?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So he can't, right? So I'm going to fast forward this to the end.
Put it up to the mic.
Where's Dylan?
I'm dead.
We have to move. There's one more. Two versus one, Steve.
He's coughing.
He's right back. He's back. Guy on focus shields. Yes, Steve! Yes!
I didn't fail. I didn't fail.
Yeah, guys.
I did not fail. I triumphed. I didn't fail. I kept cool.
You triumphed.
Yeah, baby. Woo! Feel good. Feel good.
Now that, right? Now that, when I did that, right?
Yeah.
Right? Kalia's upstairs.
1 a.m.
Yeah.
Right.
Just absorbing these screams.
Right. I get it. That's annoying.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
So I go up there and I'm like, yeah, I always come up, when we win, I always come up with a smile on my face.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right? And she's, so immediately, like,
she's in bed, by the way.
Yeah. So immediately, my joy, you know what I mean? Because she doesn't really understand, you know.
She doesn't understand that a 49-year-old is celebrating a win at 1 in the morning. No, I think she gets it.
It has to do with like my brother stepping up and growing.
Look, as your friend, I think that's an incredible moment. Relationship-wise,
it's terrible.
It's annoying. She's right.
Right.
It's 1 a.m.
Right. So, you know what I mean? It was a feeling of complete joy and freedom and being proud.
Punished.
Right. And then all of a sudden I'm being punished. For feeling that.
And then what was your... But did you not say, I'm sorry, we were just having a good time, it was me and Steve, and she was
no,
like...
No, I mean, you have to say stuff like, well, I guess the next time I play, I won't say nothing. You know what I mean? You try to... You know what I mean? And she, it's the, you say that. She goes, you say that, but you keep doing... Well, I'll just be more mindful about, you know what I mean, my vocal range.
Did she say she would end the relationship because of it?
And she goes, if this continues, I can't do it anymore. Is that type of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's serious.
It's pretty serious.
Well, can I offer a suggestion?
Stop playing.
No. Of course you're not going to stop playing.
Thank you.
That's insane.
No way.
That's insane.
Can I die.
Can I offer a suggestion? Uh-huh. Soundproof the room.
George. It's the podcast room. How come you haven't soundproofed it yet?
Wait a minute. Time out. Get in here, George.
George, get in here.
Get in here right now. Now! George, are you trying to tell me, stand over there so we can yell at you on camera, or sit down so we can yell at you on camera?
Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that he's doing the game out of the pod room, and it's not properly equipped to be soundproof so he can play video games in there after hours? Is that what I'm hearing?
I've never heard a request to have a soundproof.
No. That's not what's happening here.
I need an attorney. No.
These are assumptions that you should have already.
What I'm hearing is Bobby's relationship is getting there's cracks in the concrete, and it sounds like you're the construction worker that should be fixing them.
Now, Bobby, when you broke your own screen, who bought you a new one?
That's not the point.
Sure, you see him pointing his finger at you, real aggressive.
Let me ask you a different question. Let me ask you a different question, George. Okay.
Cubs.
Isn't
just licking her
Tiger
puss.
Belly and Bad Friends your two biggest podcasts that you produce?
Yes.
By a landslide.
Do you make money from those two things?
Yes,
sure does.
Now, do you think that if Kalila broke up with me, right, that we would continue Tiger Belly? I don't think so. And I think that I would be so depressed.
He couldn't do
that
this show.
I might have to do. Can't do this show. So, where would that leave you financially?
I'm booking are you a window of time to get somebody to come?
Think about.
I am real.
You're right. So
this is straight up an emotionally abusive relationship.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it. Yeah. I love it. Soundproof the room. That way, George, we don't have to have Bobby getting in trouble for things that he shouldn't be getting in trouble for.
Yeah. Because
to be quite frank with you, this falls on you, pal.
I'm sorry.
You may leave.
I'm sorry, Bobby.
I want to say one last thing to our listeners, though, too.
George, you're the best.
Can I say something to my listeners?
What?
You know, a lot of listeners, I know that they think that I'm a man baby, which is true. And I know they do. They say it all the time. You're a man baby and you're 49 and this is, you know what I mean? And they accuse me of, like, you know what I mean, just behaving badly and saying, but this is the reason why this works.
Look, they know it's a comedy show.
I know, but some people don't. They think, they literally think grow up and all that stuff. And I want to tell those people, I will not. I will not change.
Yeah, it's a comedy show.
Right? And I'm going to do what I'm going
to
do.
We're going
right?
to continue to
and
be fun.
Is working, right? So go fuck yourself.
Yeah. This show is fun because we love to poke fun at all this stuff. People aren't taking it serious. And if they are, fucking not my problem. No! That's the dude. A lot of nerve, pal. No, honestly, that's rude.
I don't give a fuck.
That's so rude.
So rude that you wouldn't even come up with that bullshit.
I didn't. My attorney did.
Yeah, you fuck your attorney.
I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, and he's not going to be your attorney at all. He's going to be in Spain in a week.
But,
and you know what? I wasn't going to call you out on this, but I think I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Throw
you
under the bus.
I caught her eating a booger today when I...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And I wasn't going to say anything, and I looked at you and I go, okay, I get what you were doing.
There was chips.
There was no chips. There were no chips.
It was stuck in my mouth, in my teeth.
There was no chips.
No chips.
There was no chips.
Yeah, what kind of chip? Right. Hold on. What kind of chips, Ruth?
Yeah.
Potato chips.
Yeah, yeah, sure, yeah. But what brand?
I forgot.
Yeah, exactly.
Chips, huh?
Chips.
Chips. Yeah. Chips, yeah. You don't remember what chips you ate?
Yeah.
I remember every chip I've ever eaten.
When they were like chips, like salty, but, you know, not chips. Okay.
They were air chips.
Yeah. Anyway,
thank you for being a bad friend.
Can I just take this off for a second?
Yeah.
You fucked me.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm being real.
Rudy, don't listen to him.
You betrayed me and you fucked me.
Such a piece of shit. Yeah. You're such a fucking intimidated, mean person.
Right.
You're so mean.
Right now, I'm just saying right now, there are no consequences, but you broke my heart.
Shut
you
up.
Decided, you broke my fucking heart that you would side with him. In okay. public. On the, right?
Yeah.